Chris Miles was able to retire twice by the time he was 39 years old. But he's not content to just enjoy his own financial freedom and peace of mind. Chris wants you to have your own ripple effect so you can live free today. He's not the financial advisor you expected. He's the anti-financial advisor you deserve. He's jumping behind the mic right now, ready to make waves. Here's Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Hey, guys, welcome to our show that's for you and about you. Those of you that work so freaking hard for your money, you want to make your money start working harder for you now. You want that freedom, that cash flow, the prosperity today, not 30 or 40 bazillion years from now, but right now, so you can live that life that you love, doing what you love with those that you love. But more importantly, it's not just about having a life of comfort and convenience. It's about creating a life of meaning and purpose and creating a ripple effect for the lives of others. And guys, you have made my life so special, so amazing, because I've been able to create that ripple effect through you. Thank you for binging and sharing. And legitimately, you guys are just rocking it. Like, you are like the best listeners out there. And that's probably because I'm just kind of, you know, I might be a little bit biased, but you guys are awesome. Hey, as a reminder, feel free to check out our website, moneyripples.com. There's great blogs on there. We're actually updating the YouTube videos as we speak, so make sure to check that out. Hey, how amazing would it be if you could create monthly cash flow, passive income, from making at least double-digit returns on your money? And get this, it's only $1,000 or more that you need to invest. Guys, that's exactly what Secured Investment Corp does. They actually do short-term lending to real estate investors that's backed by real estate that you can actually reach double-digit returns on. That means 10% or better. It's also IRA friendly, and you can even reinvest those monthly distributions to create compound interest on your money too. So guys, if you want to learn more about that, go check out securedinvestmentcorp.com. That's secured, S-E-C-U-R-E-D, investmentcorp.com. All right, guys, so today I brought on a special guest here, and you guys know I get pitched guests all the time, but I always want to find somebody who I feel you would find is interesting. And this guy, you know, I got to tell you, I think this is it. The person I've got here today is Jonathan Tuttle. Now, if you don't know who he is, he's actually the fund manager at Midwest Park Capital, which is a private real estate firm that provides accredited investors with exclusive access to high yield investment in the mobile home park vertical. He's also the founding director of the digital marketing agency Revenue Ascend, which was selected as one of Chicago's most inspiring stories by Chicago Voyage magazine. So guys, like, I know many of you guys say, well, hey, how do I invest in mobile home parks? How can I do this? You know, can I flip them or what, you know, or manage them or cash flow them or whatever? That's exactly what Jonathan teaches. So Jonathan, welcome to our show.
Thanks for having me on. Excited to be here.
Yeah. So give us some background. What got you down the path of doing real estate, right?
It involved my dad got in the space about 16 years ago now. Mm-hmm. And I just grew up in a real estate family. I saw him do all types of different real estate, from owning brokerages to owning different types of commercial, and also was a custom home builder. And that was still in my early 20s at that point. And I saw that during the last downturn, it was the most resilient real estate. So of all the other real estate we own, it was the only thing that thrived. And like, we started seeing articles starting to pop up a little bit, you know, as the internet kind of blew up in the last 20 years, we started seeing more articles about mobile home parks. I'm like, let me find out about this a little bit. It's different. Nobody really, you know, 10, 15 years ago, you talk about it, people are like, mobile home parks, unless you're in that niche. It was like Bitcoin, like how Bitcoin was 10 years ago, how we talked about it, and now it's like commonplace. Yeah, kind of how mobile home parks are today.
Of course, there's always a negative stigma around mobile home parks, like, oh, you attract the worst renters and things like that. You know, what's your response to when people tell that to you?
Yeah, you see like the episodes of like Cops. I think that was kind of like in the media. There's always driving through like a mobile home park in the middle of nowhere. You see that, and you hear like movies like 8 Mile, Eminem rapping about it. So yeah, you do have that type of stigma. But in reality, it's 60 million Americans need affordable housing. There's about 12 million mobile home parks. And there's different classes. They have 1 through 5 star scale. And there's 5 star ones in Malibu, which the homes go for $2 to $6 million. Matthew McConaughey lives in there. Bessie Johnson, the fast fashion designer, and like a bunch of celebrities live in his like secondary homes. Same in like East Coast. There's one right outside the Hamptons where there's like 5 billionaires living at, and they have it like getaway homes. So there's definitely different classes of mobile home park. But reality, it just comes down to what they probably do see is like some parks that were neglected. The owners had it. Majority mom and pop had them for 30, 40 years. You might see somebody that's just basically, you know, any real estate. They could be a slumlord. So that's, you might see those, but majority of parks are just quality affordable housing.
Yeah, you know, I noticed that when I was traveling through, you know, like I tend to leave every winter. We snowbird each winter, right? And so last year we did Phoenix, and of course I'm going for a run in Phoenix, and what do I see? A bunch of mobile home parks that are kept up nicely, I'm guessing, by a lot of retirees, right? And then of course I was just returned back from Florida this last year, and of course they've got some there because they want that quick, easy beach access without spending over $1 million. And of course they got the pink flamingos, you know, sitting out there and stuff, right? To you know, show off. But I mean, they wanted the location. So I've noticed it wasn't just like what I grew up in, where I grew up in a trailer park for a few years of my life, you know, after my parents divorced. And I had the double wide. I was like the fancy guy in the neighborhood, right? And still it was like the whole place is made out of balsa wood, and the neighborhood for, you know, for our town was kind of trashy. So to know that there's different, like you said, there's different ways of doing it. There's definitely different levels as well.
Yeah. I mean, that's, like you said, if you've been inside of like even 70s, 80s or pre-HUD, you could see some of these homes. It's just the same as especially if you're in a secondary tertiary market, a small town, like it's probably actually nicer in the mobile home than the actual 100-year-old home with the roofs caving in. Like these are well made. That's why they're lasting 50, 60 years, if not more. And all they need is some minor repairs. So they're meant to last for a long time. They're not meant to be something you drive around, actually be mobile. It's actually supposed to stay there and, you know, be a quality home for a long time.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. Like, dealing with vacancies or maintenance, what is that like?
It's pretty, well, the only thing big right now is because of plywood and lumber costs with import export. It went from like $3 particle board OCB, went from like $3 to $18 if you're repairing floors in older homes. And then a typical single wide, you mentioned doubles, typical singles, 24 units, typical doubles, about 48 units if you had to repair all of it. You know, so that's $4,800 instead of like, you know, $50 or $100. But typical repairs are a few thousand dollars to like $5,000 or $7,000, depending on like the market and how much repairs. And it's less is more. So like we have the Mobile Home Wealth Academy where we teach people how to flip and wholesale mobile homes. And a lot of it, less is more. If you're in a small town where your average house is like $150,000, you're not going to go and put granite, and you're not going to go to like Menards, Home Depot and buy like the nicest paint. You're just going to buy a nice clean carpet, affordable. Clean the unit, just, you know, put some new fixtures in, all that stuff's cheap. You just have to replace it and beautify it and just make it just a better quality and basically spruce it up for 2021. And that's all the people want, quality, affordable place to live.
That's awesome. So how does it work with, if somebody wants to go more of the active route, like how active is it? Like how, you know, how much time does it take? Because most of the people here on this show are already have businesses, they already have jobs, they already feel pretty full. They don't want to be super busy. So how complex is it really?
There's two components. We have the home flipping is a lot easier, and that's just like, and a lot of it's arbitrage. So like think of like a, like right now with the internet, it's like Shopify stores and you run Facebook traffic or using the internet. It's kind of like that, because the real estate brokers, they don't want to broker $15,000 or $10,000 home, because what are they going to make, $100?
Yeah.
You know, they're not working for driving out there on a Saturday to make a 50 and then split it with their brokerage office. So they don't do them, but Louis gives, and you don't need your broker license to flip them. So it's literally this open opportunity. If somebody wanted to do it, a lot of times it's just flipping online. But if you have, like, if you're, say, you're a credit investor and you have more money and you want to actually own a park, it is a lot more work. It's hands-on. It's a lot of management, because it's you're basically owning a subdivision community. So you have 50, 100, you know, a couple hundred units. It does take work, and it does take management. It does take expertise the first, you know, first time you get into it.
What would you say time-wise per week would it take somebody?
Good question. I think it all depends on how it was previously owned and managed. So like if it's, remember a lot of these are baby boomers, have had it since they first developed in the 60s, 70s. So a lot of them, like the first thing you want to do is making sure, basically your due diligence, you got to make sure that the infrastructure is good, the roads underneath everything, you know, sewage system, all that stuff's good. Because if there's less to repair when you first come in, it's going to be less work and less later down the road time. And also it's a systems of process. So like your marketing, do you have a website? Do you have a good front office person? Do you have systems of process for when people come in to rent out the units? Do you have that paperwork ready? And then also your bill, you're collecting your bills. Are you old school, drop a check off and then you take those checks and then go to the bank? Or are you using like Rent Manager or like an online software that combines with like the local Casey's, which is like a gas station in the Midwest, or a local Walmart, where they could drop checks off there, or they could do it from their credit card? So all that's kind of factored in. So you can just give an idea, if it's really efficient and you have those in place or built those out, then you could do it like 4 hours a week, 5 hours a week.
Yeah. And I guess if somebody wanted to, like they met up through your academy, they could probably even partner up on deals, say, hey, let's split the labor, or, you know, split the time and even cost if they wanted to too, right?
Well, that's where they have the great segue into my fund. Midwest Park Capital, that's what we do. So we're basically, if you're a credit investor or if you have a basically the term for that is for the government, the SEC has regulations for it. Yeah. $200,000 per year, $300,000 per couple for the last couple of years and going forward, or $1 million, like where a lot of people we invest, they have like 401ks or stock market or, you know, other assets, not including your house. And then we do all the work. So you get all the expertise. We find the deals. You get the quarterly payout to get the equity. Mobile home parks have the best tax benefits of all real estate because 65 to 75% of the park, like the cement, the blacktop actually, is you could write that off, or the cement on the streets, but or in the pads where the mobile homes go. So you can write that off at a 15-year depreciation schedule. Traditional commercial real estate is 39. Regular apartment buildings, multifamily is 27.5.
Yeah.
So you write it 15 years. You also have bonus depreciation still available. And then any
cross segregation probably.
Yep, cross segregation. And then any homes that are owned by the park, which we try to get those offered plate, but when you first take them over, it's 27.5 like multifamily. So you get the tax benefit, you mitigate your taxes, you get the equity build up, the intended pay down the mortgage over 7-10 years, you get the equity build up there, plus the quarterly cash, and we do all the work. So it's a great way for people, if they're already busy, they want more time with the family,
yeah.
I recommend check out Midwest Park Capital. It's a great way to be in like those hottest, safest real estate. It's really the hottest real estate right now because of COVID.
So. Yeah, that was going to be my next question is with COVID and maybe the looming, well, we're already in a recession right now, but possibly even a depression. Like, what do you think is going to happen now with the trends and what people are doing? Because people are talking about affordable housing right now. What do you see?
Yeah, no, I listened to one of your a couple of episodes. I don't know when this airs, but I was talking about that. You're spot on because that's literally what we're trying to figure out. Like, we know the government printed 21% of the U.S. dollar last year. There's also a reason why the crypto has been going up like a skyrocket because people don't trust the government because, A, it's like you can't print all that money and expect nothing to happen long term. Like, we know that. We know technology is disrupting everything where people have gotten used to. Once you've done something for, you know, 2 months, it becomes a trend. And people get used to working from home, not going into offices. You know, we're seeing trends right now, articles every day talking about people moving out of major cities. Because why? Like, you can't go, you can't use the amenities in these luxury buildings. You have to, like, you can't go out to a bar, restaurant, sporting event, anywhere in public. You're cramped up in, like, this overpriced luxury apartment with, like, 700,000 square feet. You could be out in the middle of nowhere. We're also seeing that segue into people looking at mobile home parks. Also, we have 10,000 baby boomers retiring every day, and they're like our biggest target demographic. And then we also see trends of millennials that when this gets over with, they rather put, because everything's online, they're doing their Shopify, they're doing their, you know, freelance stuff, or they want to travel in Bali half the year and they want to live in the U.S. for really cheap, but they want to just spend the money traveling. So they're not going to live in a luxury apartment anymore. We're seeing all these trends really factor into our niche. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, if you ever create a 6-bedroom, you know, huge trailer park for us, that would be awesome for our huge family.
Well, it's kind of like those ones in Malibu. So it's just like, I don't know, they're like actually kind of like houses. They're not even like Clayton Homes, which is Warren Buffett's company, their biggest manufacturer. They build about 50,000 mobile homes a year.
Yeah.
They have some pretty extravagant ones. If you ever go to, they have a show that was canceled, obviously, this year in Louisville every January. And you literally walk through something like the 150,000 mobile homes. And it's like the same as like a Class A apartment, like New York, Chicago, Miami, San Francisco. It's like top of line, waterfall showers, custom granite. Like, it's just,
wow.
I mean, the flooring obviously is not the same, but like everything else is pretty top notch.
Wow. Interesting. Well, tell me more, like, I mean, really with your situation here and with what you guys are offering, like, give us a case study, like an example of, you know, whether it's an active investment or even the passive investment, like what, you know, tell us, just give us idea of like how it could return.
Sure. Yeah. And then kind of, I guess I can go a little more on the COVID mobile home parks were the top performing real estate last year. Green Street data, which is the preeminent data, industry data for all real estate, commercial real estate asset classes. So we had 12% increase last year. Self storage is -1. Apartments were -4. Mall was -25. Hotels were like -30, you know, like office space and even like medical office was like -8.
Yeah.
The only thing that was a positive, I think the only other positive was industrial because of like e-commerce, because everyone's at home. So we're really resilient during downturns. And then even Wall Street Journal just did an article this time last year, actually. And it was talking about the last decade that's been mobile home parks were like one of the top investments of all investments, including like tech stocks in the last 10 years. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't even close. But really silly for us. So that kind of like give you a little factor of what we do. But we've had three parks. We sold our first one, we bought like in the middle of, right before the beginning of the last crash, 2006. And this was actually a really good time. It actually would be worth a lot more, but we sold it in 2011. It was the only of our real estate assets that we own. It was the only thing that doubled in price during, and we sold it in 2010, 11, which is still we were still coming out of the recession. It still doubled. Plus we had the cash flow. Plus we had all the tax benefits. The other parts we've already, I mean, we still own them. We'll maybe 1031 them later on, but the ones that are individually, but those of, you know, 2.5x, you know, like it just, it's this last couple of years. And especially those last year, it's like made it skyrocket more because we, our industry is not as consolidated as any other industry. And now the words like, you know, like now I get like people, like I just mentioned before, that's like Yahoo Finance reached out to me. So I wrote an article and like, so now the media is starting to talk about it because it's becoming such a popular niche. So that as that becomes more media, that means the prices go up and good and bad thing. You're going to see a lot more consolidation. So we have like a 5-year run in this space. I think that's 5-year runway to really buy and acquire as much, hold it, and then sell it to private equity, you know, as a, right. like a
Wow. Awesome, man. Well, this has been great, Jonathan. I really appreciate your time today. You know, if people want to learn more about your academy or they want to learn more about your fund, what's the best way they can do that to reach out to you?
Sure. Yeah. I appreciate that. Yeah. Mobile Home Wealth Academy. It's the course, the step-by-step teach how to flip. This would be anybody, even if you're like a teenager, like, especially if you know how to use anything, we teach you how to use social media, like Facebook Marketplace, Craigslist, like, because your organic page doesn't really have much reach, but like using it, putting it in front of the right audience, showing how to just drive around on like weekend, find used units. And this realtors, it's such a great arbitrage opportunity for the next couple of years, because if you think about all the TV shows, they're all showing how to flip houses. Well, you need good credit. You got to go spend 30 grand repairing and changing walls and this and that. And on top of that, you know, like you have to use a broker to sell it. You don't do any of that stuff with Mobile Home Wealth Academy. Just learning how to flip mobile homes or wholesaling, it's the easiest way to get in real estate, the cheapest, fastest, and it's incredibly in demand right now. And every state except Hawaii has mobile home parks. So it's a great opportunity for most people, no matter where they're at, if they want to just flip one or two. And in some states, like you're in California or Florida, you're making 20, 50, especially California, you can make 100, 150 a flip, because like we're talking about, those homes are crazy over there. Yeah. But in the rest of the world, 5 to 10, 15,000 a flip is common. So, and you serve the affordable housing. So you keep the older homes still in, so more people can afford it, which is great, serves that need. And then the Mobile Home Park Fund is Midwest Park Capital. And that's the fund where if you're already busy, like you mentioned in the beginning of the show, like your family is busy and want more free time for yourself, but you want to have, you want all the benefits of investing in real estate with all, none of the work, none of the headache, none of the stress. And you want an expert team, and we have a full all-star team from our fund administration to our CPA to our property manager, which is the biggest property manager in the space for 35 years. And we literally have access to off-market deals. And so we have a lot of industry relationships so you could benefit from, plus you get the tax benefits and the equity, all the good benefits. That's Midwest Park Capital. And then Jonathan Tuttle Official on, you know, Facebook or Instagram.
Awesome. No, that sounds awesome. I like no work, that's for sure.
Yep.
Awesome. Jonathan, been such a pleasure today. Really appreciate having you on. And everybody, you know, same thing. Like if this is something you're looking to get into, first and foremost, you got to learn. You got to get out of that ignorance place, because ignorance is not bliss. It's freaking expensive, right? You want to make sure that if you're going to do it right. It's best to learn from those that have been there, done that, and are still doing it today. So definitely check out the Academy. And if you guys are looking for those passive investment options, again, we don't give any investment recommendations. That's our little disclaimer, of course. But definitely check into that to learn more information from Jonathan. So Jonathan, thank you so much for your time today, and we'll talk to you all later.
Visit us online at moneyripples.com for more resources to help you fix money leaks and get your money working harder for you now.